In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, it is a real joy to be here with you to the church, as I'm told, in the kingdom of North Philadelphia. And I am from a smaller kingdom called Germantown, and I grew up in an even smaller kingdom called Olney, so I'm very happy to be here in the big kingdom. But we all belong to the kingdom of God. And the incarnation, as we see this beautiful church window here, celebrating, rendering the birth of our Savior. And now we embrace the responsibilities of our belief in that birth. But we know we have the support of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, as well as this family here at St. Martin de Porres. And so as God's people, we call to mind our sins.
You have come to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You call sinners to repentance. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Well, the first thing, can all of you hear me? So far, so good. Okay. Well, I want to tell you that my family had a great devotion to the Holy Family. It went like this. When I brought home my report card, my father would say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, is this the degree to which you're going to study? Or if I asked for too much money for my allowance, it would always be, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, how much money do you think we have? Or if my father were working with tools in the basement, sometimes we would hear him pray, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, all right? But I think that there's more to the story than that. I just have a sense that maybe there's a little bit more to the story. The first thing I want to notice is this. We have Jesus and Mary and Joseph on this large, beautiful window here in your church, to your left, to my right. You walk halfway across, what do you come to? You have the house at Bethlehem. Then you have the house of the Blessed Sacrament. Then you continue to walk, and you have the house of the empty tomb. So just by walking across and meditating and thinking, you have the life of Christ, all right? But notice where it begins. It begins with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And there is another model that they form, in a sense, a Trinity. And we all are familiar with the icon of the Trinity. The important thing about the icon of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is that each member of the Trinity sits at the table of the Eucharist, but no member of the Trinity is just focused on himself or herself. They are all focused on each other. And the dynamism of the love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit poured forth into our hearts in the person of the Son, Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate. Now, as we celebrate that, we see we're reading Matthew's gospel this year on Sundays. Matthew is trying to get his Jewish audience not to accept Jesus as a Jew, but to accept Jesus as filling the entire world and including as many people as possible. And so here in this kingdom of North Philadelphia, we work very hard because all of us come from a history. We get a lot of history from Jesus, from the quotations from the prophets in the gospel. We have a lot of our own personal history of, for example, our parents' devotion to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, all right? But then there's the history of Joseph's dream, where the angel tells him, fulfill God's plan by taking the child as a refugee to Egypt, to be there for a while, to come back to Nazareth. In that, Joseph fulfills a dream, and now there's a popular devotion to Saint Joseph as asleep, because in his sleep, he has the dream that he can pass on to his foster son, Jesus. We also know people in America who have had dreams. I have a dream. Martin Luther King Jr., all right, who for the people marched and embraced not only the gospel of civil rights, but the gospel of Jesus Christ as well, and brought that, prayed for it for all the nations of the world, but particularly for our own nation, one people under God. St. Francis de Sales said that we should do well by living the good things, the very little things that we do every day, frequently, perseveringly, and consistently. And he said, then you will be a people of devotion to the dream. The dream of Jesus in the stable, in the tabernacle, on the cross, and in the resurrection. All of those beautiful things come today in our celebration of the Holy Family. The Holy Family has those virtues. Mary, in her persistence and in her unhesitated yes. Joseph, in his self-forgetfulness, he's hardly even mentioned at all, and complete devotion to Jesus. Jesus, in his obedience to doing the will of his Father for the salvation of the world. So the Trinity of the Holy Family reflects the Trinity of the love of God. As we are told in other places, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts in the person of Jesus Christ. We are just beginning in this year, of this cycle of this year, to live out the beginnings of the life of Jesus. We know that he was forced out, that he was unwanted by many, that he was hated by many, that people wanted to kill him. But he was so consistent and confident in his Father's love that he was certainly willing to go frequently, persistently, and continually to do the work of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has been handed on to you in the kingdom of North Philadelphia. We are the building blocks. We are the people who, through the power of the Holy Trinity, our self-forgetfulness, through the power of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we are able to accomplish God's will in our time and to bring all of our hopes and dreams to the table of the Eucharist, where they will stay alive forever in the kingdom of God and in the kingdom of North Philadelphia.